Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, nationalistic Christian patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Great to have you with us. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. Well, boy, Trump is tough, you know. I just absolutely admire his fighting spirit. He's got the exact right attitude for all of these attacks, because every time they attack him, he's the one that doubles down. That's typically their tactic, that right. You know, they want to do terrible criminal things and then accuse everybody else of doing those criminal acts when they aren't doing them.
Right.
And then you come back at them and they get mad that you're even accusing them of what they've actually done.
Oh, yeah. What's the really awesome trick that I saw yesterday, and I've got to read the details just for entertaining purposes alone, but Trump said, if you come after me, I'm coming after you.
Yes.
So now the judge has put a restraining order on Trump, right? I'm so scared he's going to come after me. Well, right. They're playing the victim.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
They are such bizarre creatures. I'll tell you what, because I mean, I've never had to deal with liars like that before, and watching their tactics, they're just shameful and pathetic. And so when Trump is brazen and honest and he has nothing to hide at all, he has the exact right attitude that, oh, you coming after me, I'm coming after you.
Well, that's why they truly are.
That's why they should be. They should be afraid of all of us, because we should all have that attitude.
Right. And that is precisely why they are terrified of Trump.
That's right.
And not like, oh, I have to get a restraining order because I think he might come and beat me up. But I mean, that's theatrics.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That's just drama and theatrics. But truly, they are terrified of him because he's the only one, really, that is truly the threat to their deep state globalist socialist anti-American agenda.
That's right. Well, if you look at good leaders, they are not intimidated. They don't buy into intimidation, first of all, because in order to buy into intimidation, you have to they sell it to you. People will try to sell you intimidation all the time.
Right. And fear.
And yes. And if you don't buy it, shove it right back at them.
Right.
Go, yeah, I'm not one bit afraid of you. You can't do anything to me. It's just like the spirit of David. You know, David's like, oh, you think that you're big? You should see who I've got behind me.
That's right. And I'm not talking about the Israeli army.
That's right.
I'm talking about God.
He's like,
Almighty.
Oh my gosh, you're so toast, buddy.
Yep. So cool. I love it.
Yep.
It's just so courageous.
And that's exactly the leader. I mean, that's who people follow.
Yeah.
And so if you're going to mimic anybody in this era, mimic Trump, because he's like, I'll take you all on and I'll win.
Well, and that's what the people want.
Yep.
And it shows, because that's why he's at 70-something percent approval and all of his competitors are 3%, 2%.
That's right.
You know, and some of these are sharp people and with good ideas, but they're not the right one for the job. And everybody knows who is the right one for the job when they see their country just being annihilated, or economy eroded, or border blown wide open, our wealth being plundered, child trafficking, drugs open in the streets, violent crime completely overrunning our cities. Like we've got like 7 Mogadishus in our country now.
Yeah, Chinese communists coming in like they own the place.
Right, allowing Chinese spy balloons without doing anything about it until they've done all the damage.
That's
so
right.
This is the kind of stuff, you know, Kabul, Afghanistan, Ukraine, the mandates, the banning of light bulbs. I mean, every dumb thing they do, The people are just sick of it. They're sick of the DOJ being weaponized against American patriots that are trying to defend their children.
Right.
And so that's why there's only one person for the job. There's only one. It doesn't matter how you feel about him. There's only one right person for the job.
That's right.
At this time.
Well, you know, and what's interesting is, well, after the break, we'll get to this. But boy, we've got Judge Cannon, who is putting Jack Smith on blast for requesting secret filings in the Trump case. And so we'll get to that. But there's, you know, there's something to be said about this Jack Smith, and he's not going to make it. There's yeah, not a darn thing he's going to be able to pull off. And he's digging his own hole so deep, he's not going to be able to get out of this one. And so we'll cover that. But there's another thing that's going on I wanted to point out. It says this was actually an article about Ron DeSantis saying that he doesn't believe there were any shenanigans in the 2020 election. And
that's not even honest. That's not even being honest.
Exactly. That what the heck happened to him? And so he's saying that there weren't any shenanigans, and one of his biggest promoters, I didn't know this, one of his biggest promoters is, get this, Jenna Ellis. Oh. She was the attorney that was Rudy Giuliani's right-hand person against the election fraud.
Wow.
And she hasn't been called by any special counsel or January committee. So what does that tell you?
Right.
And so first of all, Jenna Ellis, the first time I listened to her saying anything, trying, you know, supposedly in the defense of Trump, I was like, is that all she's got?
Right.
I mean, geez, the garbage guy could have done better than her.
Yep.
You know, I mean, he could have seriously walked into that court and just basically set his garbage can down that he was busy dumping and done a better job at defending Trump than Jenna Ellis
absolutely.
Did.
Absolutely. Yep.
And I was like, what are she? Is she a plant from the left?
Right. Well, it's not so far from the truth now.
Yeah, exactly. And so, and you know, I have to admit that Giuliani was very, very weak in his defense as well.
Absolutely.
And so who the heck is pointing out these terrible, I think they're leftist plants, you know,
something.
Or they're getting paid. They're getting paid behind the door or something, because they won't make any good arguments. They have zero fight. There's absolutely, I mean, like I said, the garbage man could do better.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, I just want to give you a little brief update and say thank you to those of you who have stepped up and helped us with donations.
That's right.
We've had a few of you step up, and so now I got to do my job, and I got to update the little thermometer thing. But this is for those of you that are already sending $5 or $10 or $20 a month, we're asking for a one-time donation, you know, above and beyond, or maybe you don't support us. But you appreciate us, and you find that the morning commute is a blessing to you, and you want to do just a one-time donation, help us bump that up there and hit our goal of $3,600 this year for the Airtime Fund, and make sure you mark that. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on the Donate tab, and that'll open the page to show the different ways that you can support us. So thank you to those of you who've already stepped up here just since yesterday morning and helped us out with that. We're very grateful. Now, let's get to the word of the day, because I've got a story that I'm just itching to share. And this would be a good Wiffle Bat Wednesday topic, but I can't wait.
That's right. You know, we need an hour. We need 2 hours on Trump Tuesday.
I know.
Trump Tuesday's a blast. Okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 14, and this is a random turning. It reads under the title, Love Your Neighbor. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Put on Christ and do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. And that's it.
Outstanding.
That's right.
That's the fundamental Christian message right there.
That's right.
That's what it comes right down to. I mean, of course, you know, the gospel, Christ dying for our sins, raising from the dead. But I mean, our fundamental doctrine, that's it right there.
Right. Well, and like he's describing there, that, you know, on the law and the prophets hang all the Ten Commandments. And so when he's describing how to love your neighbor or how to love your brother, he quotes all of the remaining six. You know, the other four are how to love God. The remaining six are how to love your neighbor, how to love your brother, your sister, etc.
That's right.
And so, you know, that's such a great point, is that here's the creator of the universe that establishes everything on solid foundations, and he builds up from there,
right,
so that there's never anything weak, never anything that tumbles or falls. It's all built on solid foundation. You know, it's not like it's the opposite of building on sand, right?
No kidding.
Well, and so if he knows how to order the entire universe from micro to macro, from material to spiritual, to where nothing falters or fails, and the backbone of all of it is love, that is absolutely outstanding.
Isn't that something?
You know, I will never stop being astounded by that truth alone, because here you would expect the guy, you know, from our world, the top guy is typically the meanest, the most cunning,
right? The most ruthless.
The most ruthless, and that's why he's on top. You know, it's more like survival of the fittest. Well, that is not the case with God. In fact, it's the exact opposite. He says this is the only way it works.
That's right.
So how just remarkable.
Yep.
And so people ask, well, how on earth can you actually love everybody? You know, and it's actually I've thought long and hard about this across my whole life, and there were a couple times when the thing that made the most sense to me for people that I've never even met before, that if you look at them as though that person were your mom, or that person were your dad, or your son, or your daughter, your sister, your brother, and you see them in that light, and just, I mean, you have to pretend, really, but it changes the color of your glasses that you're looking through.
Yeah, absolutely.
And where you can love them if you imagine them as family. And so, you know, that's a different perspective.
Well, yeah, there's so much truth in that. And also I have found that it is actually easier because this is very difficult, you know, and to be loving toward some people. Some people are just unlovable, but the closer you are to Christ and the more you are in his word, the easier it is to love people, even unlovable people.
Right.
Now, that's not to say there's not a time. There is a time to be tough, courageous, bold, to stand firmly against evil. And, you know, because most of the time you're defending the defenseless.
Right.
You know, and it's not just you're standing against somebody because your opinion's different and you're just being mean to them. There's a time to be strong, courageous, and bold, and not friendly.
Right.
But that's not what this is talking about. You can still be loving while doing that in those times when you're called to, when the situation requires it.
Right.
Like David going up against Goliath. It wasn't about going up and giving him a hug.
Right.
You know, it was to kill him and take his head off. But, you know, the more that we draw closer to Christ, the more we're in his word, the easier it is to do what he's called us to do, it's not a difficult thing to love other people, even people that don't seem very lovable, when you are closer to him and you start seeing them in a different way.
That's right. And it's important to understand, too, that love isn't always just giving somebody a card with a heart on it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Love can be going out and slaying entire armies. You know, that is love for your countrymen.
Love for God, love for your country.
Yes, there is nothing that you could do more important than that.
Yeah, your love for the oppressed that are being oppressed from the tyrant.
Right.
Sure.
Right, because you're actually, anytime you put your life on the line to defend somebody else, that is an outstanding act of love.
Yes.
And so, sure, the enemy isn't going to consider that very lovable, but there's a time and a place for that. They're out there, you know, it's, I guess what I'm trying to say is that love doesn't always take on the same action.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
love, whether it's just me and you and I give you a card or a gift or whatever, or make you dinner or whatever. Those are acts of love that are intimate. Then there are acts of love that are macro. There are acts of love that are rebuking them and correcting them. And that is a loving act too, because if it pulls somebody out of wickedness and puts them back on track, they may not feel that is a loving act until later in their life when they look back and they go, thank God you did that for me. You saved me.
That's right.
At the time, they wanted to fight you tooth and nail. But so those are loving acts as well. And sometimes it is. Sometimes love is tough love. And so love takes on many different actions.
Yes, it does. Well, that's a great, great scripture and a great discussion about that too. So that's Romans 13.
Romans 13 verses 8 through 14.
8 through 14. Okay, got it. All right, good one. Meditate on that, patriots.
That's right.
It's a really great one. Okay, now I want to share this. This is a story out of Idaho from the Christian Post. And sometimes our adversaries, those that are at war against God, have a way of helping us know who to support and get behind. So there's this headline, Idaho newspaper denounces Sean Fucht, F-E-U-C-H-T, Fucht, event as dangerous Christian nationalism. Well, I've heard the name Sean Fucht, and he's a patriot, activist, something, I don't know, now I know. An Idaho newspaper has denounced the outdoor worship events held by Christian worship artist and activist Sean Fucht, claiming that they are held by dangerous activists who represent dangerous Christian nationalism. Well, in advance of a Kingdom to the Capitol event held outside the Idaho State Capitol in Boise, the editorial board of the Idaho Statesman, boo, published a column last Saturday denouncing Fucht and his ideas. Listen to this. Fucht and his group are playing on the same tired, worn-out, BS, far-right fears that evildoers on the left are coming for your children through the schools, through the libraries, at pride festivals, and drag shows. That's the same tired, worn-out, far-right fear by saying that they're coming for our children. We're watching it right before our eyes.
Right.
So these people, I mean, it's as evil as you get. It's no accident the rallies are being held at state capitol buildings as these charlatans increasingly want, they love that word, charlatan. These charlatans increasingly want to inject their brand of religion into politics. Oh my, not Christians actually in positions of government, right? The editorial quoted an open letter signed by a diverse coalition of faith leaders. Oh boy, I can just imagine what that looks like. Anyway, they say Fucht has spent the past year capitalizing on anti-LGBT plus sentiments and railing against Pride Month. This guy sounds like our guy. Even embracing the exclusionary label of Christian nationalist and declaring that people with his narrow view of Christian theology should make all laws in the United States, stated the interfaith group's letter. So this Sean Fucht, I'm an instant fan.
That's right. This, go get him.
Absolutely. And so I've never listened to his music. So I pulled up a little bit And we'll go into the break with this. This is Liberty Bell's Kingdom to the Capital, Sean Fuke. Take a listen. Like, and we'll be back with segment two right after this.
Come on, how many can hear the Liberty Bells ringing over Washington, D.C.? Come on. Come on, sing this with me, with everything you got.
In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them after suitable buildups as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind."
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back to the break, Patriots. This is segment two of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Jesus Appears, helping you to get rapture ready. JesusAppears.com is the website. All right, Lady Liberty, what do we got lined up for this?
Trump Tuesday.
That's right.
You got to line that up. Okay, so, well, we've got a couple clips here from Trump, who is making some very important statements that you and I are all saying daily. So we're just going to jump right into that. Listen to what he has to say at his most recent rally.
Back. So I'd talk as a politician would talk about somebody, but I never hit him this hard. But when they indicted their political opponent and they did that, I said, now the gloves are off. He is a crooked, incompetent thief. And he shouldn't be allowed to be the president. And the Republicans better get tough and they better get smart, because most of them look like a bunch of weak jerks right now. And you got to get tough and smart, and you have to fight fire with fire. You can't allow this to go on. So I spoke much differently prior to that happening. And when it actually first happened, I said, no, I don't believe that. That can't be, especially these bogus charges. Presidential Records Act. I come under the Presidential Records Act. And then challenging an election. I mean, if you challenge an election, Hillary Clinton has been challenging, even though at 3 o'clock in the morning she said, you won. But then she went back to challenging it to this day. Stacey Abrams challenges it. Many congressmen have challenged it over the years. Many senators have challenged it. If you take a look at the West Coast, Hollywood has challenged it. But I think most of them voted for Trump. You know, a lot of them will say, this Trump. And then they say, you know, if I vote for him, I'm going to pay about one-third the taxes. I think I'm going to vote for Trump, but let's not talk about it. We did actually very well in Beverly Hills. Sort of amazing. All of the campaign, where we're leading by so much, and it's not going to make any impact, because every time they file an indictment, we go way up in the polls. We need one more indictment to close out this election. One more indictment, and this election is closed out. Nobody has even a chance. We've already defeated the Republicans. There are 2 and 3 and 1. You know, they all want me to go, Kay, onto the debate stage. And I say, well, if we're at 71 and they're at 0, 1, 2, 3, some of them are at 4 or 5. I don't know. Does it really make a lot of sense? Does it really? I love to debate, but, you know, sometimes you don't want to be a fool. You want a smart president. You don't want a stupid president.
I love the way he just says it like it needs to be said.
Yep. No kidding.
And he's right. Every time they come, one more indictment. We need one more indictment. And we got this election wrapped up, because every time they do this, his polls just go through the roof.
It's true. And everybody just is so enamored with him at this point. The more they attack him, the more the people love him. And so, you know, they see somebody that is getting beat up and the attackers are not following the law themselves. They see what's going on. And that sparks something naturally in a person to make you want to come to that person's aid.
Yeah.
And so,
and rally behind him because he's a leader.
Yep.
I mean, when in a time when we are lacking leadership, sorely lacking, and this is why he said, you know, at the front end of that, the Republicans are weak. They're being perceived as weak. Not only perception, they actually are weak.
Oh, yeah.
And we're.
Yeah, and him telling them they better get tough and they better get smart and fast.
Absolutely, because that's the only way you're going to. This is a sign of people who are in one of two categories. A, they're part of the problem, as in they are willing accomplices.
Right.
They're part of the deep state. Or B, they do not understand the adversary that we are up against.
At all, yep.
And if you understand, if you're not part of the deep state and you truly are a patriot and you understand the enemy that we're up against, they're not acting like that.
Right, exactly.
So step out of the way and get behind Trump and anybody else that'll fight like that, because this is the fight for the existence of America, and that's not hyperbole.
Exactly. We need to get behind the real fighters.
That's right. Well, guys, we're out of time. I hope you enjoyed the show. Join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning commute right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.